That is going to dominate our headlines, no doubt. The NGOs have been reporting back to Parliament about the state of education in South Africa. Now, this is an ongoing conversation that you and I have all the time about the issue of education in the country and the standard of education in the country. We talk about the issue of, the evolving system, new changes that government wants to introduce. I suppose the most recent one has been that development where they want to, from the grade 9 level, want to stream children differently into other areas that may be geared more towards a sort of TVET education than a university education. Now, what happened today was that NGOs went to Parliament and they appeared before the Basic Education Committee there, and they basically gave a report on the state of basic education in the country. And they're very strong on this. They've asked members of Parliament to hold the Basic Education Department accountable for failing to assist learners with proper transport and sanitation. So these are issues that don't only focus directly on the issue of learning, textbook learning and the like, or textbook delivery and the like. They're talking about the factors that play into whether a child can actually access a proper education or not. And we know, we've also run all of those stories about, children having to swim across rivers to get to where they need to be to learn, about, children who die in pit toilets because they don't have access to proper sanitation. And clearly that is a violation of their rights as children. So let's bring into the conversation Babalwa Ndenze. He is our reporter at Parliament, and he has a lot more detail on what was said today. So Babalwa, I believe it was quite an intensive report that the Equal Education Law Centre gave the Parliamentary Committee. What was the crux of it?
Yes, Joanne. The crux of the report by Equal Education Law Centre was basically on just the key issues that are the key challenges that are affecting the basic education sector or school-going children in basic education, which is mainly learner transport, admission, and which affects mostly undocumented foreigners' children, as well as sanitation. But there was also Section 27 NGO that also was there, but they focused mostly on the sanitation. But Equal Education was mostly on learner transport and some of the challenges there. And they gave the committee a briefing about their report on the state of education in South Africa, which are trends and issues characterizing the education sector over the last 5 years, from 2014 to 2019. And the report has already been released by the NGO, but they were briefing the education committee for the first time on some of these findings, and which are some worrying trends, especially on the transport, where, almost 100,000 learners, for example, in KwaZulu-Natal are in need of learner transport. There are 170,000 learners who are in need of transport, but the department is only, providing transport to about 59,000 of those learners. So that's one of the main issues that they brought up. And, in some instances, these children can't even attend school. And, we know KwaZulu-Natal, it's quite a rainy province in some of the seasons, like summer, for example.
True.
And children can't attend school as much as they're ready with their uniform and their backpacks. They just simply can't, get to school because there's not enough adequate transport to get them there.
How did the department, or how did the, no, I should say the portfolio committee, how did the portfolio committee respond to what Section 27 and Equal Education had to tell them?
Well, the committee responded, in different ways. Some were, quite bizarre because they were, instead of, dealing with the issues at hand, they were, asking the NGOs who their funders were. So there was an issue around that, and some, did interject to say, no, let's rather focus on the issues at hand and the department. But the department was not there today. In those affected provinces, there were one or two officials from the DBE who tried to respond to some of the issues, but could not respond to the specifics. But members of the committee and the chairperson will have another engagement with basic education at a later stage, especially those affected provinces like Limpopo, where, there are some 6,000 illegal pit toilets, that present an ongoing danger to learners in one province alone, as well as KwaZulu-Natal with the learner transport issue, and to the national department, on how they can deal with some of these underfunding, because underfunding and poor data systems and just general underfunding of basic education is a big concern for the committee. So they will be back at a later stage to discuss some of these findings of these two NGOs that briefed them earlier today.
All right. Thank you very much for that. Babalu Ndenze, our EWN parliamentary reporter.
702. SMS Joanne on 31702.
4 minutes to 3. I want to quickly go back to Ghana.